Amid genuine fears that the UK might quickly run out of ventilators, the government called on British businesses to participate in a national effort to make more. Having already written a letter to the Treasury, Mr. Dyson texted the Prime Minister directly concerning his tax status for the project. "You can take it that we're backing you to do what you need," was the Prime Minister's reply. "I will fix it." The opposition Labour Party have called the latest revelations jaw-dropping and have demanded a transparent inquiry into lobbying practices in Westminster. Sir James argues it's absurd to suggest that the urgent correspondence was anything other than seeking compliance with rules, and that his company did not receive any benefit from the project. Mr. Dyson did invest $28 million in the ventilator project, but it was not used. Millie Martin, London.